to clear up this matter on what we will do in the future regarding turning over FBI files, the matter that came up in the press conference yesterday.
Yeah. Raw files.
Raw files.
Raw
files. Now, findings did not meet with Urban and Baker yesterday. It was on the stand yesterday, meeting at 11:30 or so this morning. What he would like to do is tell Urban that, yes, we're going to cooperate, but we're not going to give you raw files. We're going to give you an evaluated report that won't be harmful to people. Now, if that report is any way contested as to based on what we have in the raw files, we'll make available either to the senators,
the
chairman, to come down and check it.
I just don't. be even open the files to county's counsel. The rest, that's the point. He's on the judiciary. I just say the term of the ranking member.
I think that's good.
And that will be a situation in the future, term of the ranking member in the council.
All right, now how about this for an idea? Or is this too political? To have Gray now, given the posture of the files and what you said yesterday, have Gray turn the files over to the Attorney General? If they can't be released, excepting per his instruction. And his instruction is not standing out of the point of his ranking minority member and the chairman.
Not at all. Well, the Attorney General should be at the FBI, and the director should not be horsing around trying stuff over like that. Attorney General.
Gray did testify, and even his volunteering all of this information, that he would be subject to the Attorney General's approval. So that's quite natural now that he, given a statement yesterday, that he turns him over to the Attorney General's custody and control.
The Attorney General will be very forthcoming.
Right. As he will be this morning when he goes to, up to visit with Irvin and Baker.
Right.
Now, I'm going to also do some checking. I'm going to have Twining pull Baker aside and find out what in the world he's talking about when he goes on television last night and says, I was quite surprised when the president said he wasn't going to send anybody up. No one knew better than Baker from his conversation with you. Sure.
I told Baker, I said we would have no day. I said I would not allow people to come up to formal hearings. I said we would have written interrogatories. I said we would discuss the possibility of having a chairman and ranking member talk, you know. I went through that. I opened that up, but he said, no, we made no decision on that. I said that's the way it was. So we had, but I said we would not agree to appear to any appearances before the committee. Now he's trying to be a hero and play to the people here. But the chairman has talked to him about that. What in the hell is the matter with Mitchell? I mean, he's supposed to be close to
Cliff Baker?
Yep. Why is it somebody's got to get figured?
Hold around.
Well,
he's off the reservation, I would say, right
now. I think he must be off the reservation. I'm kind of surprised that he saw me and then went off. And I want him to know that I forget that conversation that took place, you know, right. About and so forth. But I remember it took place, and I know, and he knows about that, well, he lied about it. And he didn't say it conversation took place. He recognizes he can't do that. But he knew.
Well, Kleinies would theoretically know that that conversation took place.
Kleinies told something else?
No, but what I'm saying is that he asked you or told you that he wanted Kleinies to be the man who was in contact with
that's
him.
That's right.
So Kleinies can pull him up short and say, now what in the world are you talking about?
And Kleinies, though, should know in advance that all we discussed, I said, written in Iraq, or the leadership, that wouldn't do. He didn't think so. He didn't think that would be all right. But down here, right there, he said executive session and so forth, and I said no.
All right.
But I think what it gets down to is what you have here is a bigger, wider, and predictably, when they read the Washington papers and the rest of them around the social center.
I think Gurney is going to
make it up. Baker, I just want Gurney to survive the election. Baker may not realize it, but by getting on the wrong side of this, he will destroy, and that's what his colleagues have to tell him, his chances to ever move in a leadership position. He will destroy it. Mm-hmm. He can't be told that, but you know what I mean?
He's got the message has to slip through somewhere sometime.
Counsel, I know this. He's got to be working hand in glove with Dash. What Dash is too smart for that kid.
Sure. Run circles
around. Over in the goddamn council. And they still are talking only about what? I heard Ben Huckman, he said that we were getting some information into it. That somebody was.
We have a link. We have two links actually. None of them have borne any fruit yet because apparently they haven't done much, and they haven't decided the time to really get tied in is right now. I think the time is growing, so we know what they're doing. We've got to find out soon what they're doing, but. They're not being very, very helpful. They don't want us to know what they're doing.
No, what I'm talking about is the situation with regard to getting out the story, and also getting the committee to agree to investigate charges against the Democratic campaign for improprieties. Now, I mean, if you had a plan for that, somebody's going to make a speech.
That's right. We have the speech was to be completed by close of business today, and then make arrangements to have Goldwater as the opening shot on it. And then in turn, after the speech, make it a rather major speech. The time is right now.
Right.
To write Irvin a letter and say to the senator that
who's your writing?
Goldwater.
Right.
To write a letter.
And ask
that these be included as a part of the hearing, and I want to be one of the first to testify on this to set the stage.
Right. Okay. Goldwater's
agreed. Well, yes, I'm sure he will. No problem there at all.
That's
right.
Okay. That's it.
And the other thing, my fellow Sullivan called yesterday. He said, I'm still preparing material. I think you'll be interested to see what I've been able to gather and assemble. I've gone through my memory. I've got some notes. I've got a few files around. I'm putting it all together. I said, well, just make sure it's all good and in order.
I guess I can't tell about whether it's good to Bob Johnson at the iron. That's what I want to have.
We've got to get off the defensive. We have to broaden.
That's what I think. That's what has been my view for some time, but I think we've got pretty dead stop unless we get started.
Well, people have not been, for some reason, volunteering to us what has been volunteered to the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
They seem to be holding together.
They
got a much tighter shot.
Well, we have two big shots. We hired tons of people, paid for the ranch, started a sloppy organization. We all know that. But as far as it depends on the audience, I know, for example, that even friendly paper like this Detroit News or the other things on the state, I still think that is something we ought to consider. I mean, just so we have done it, you get my point.
Yeah, one point. I have drafted such a document back in December. I did it.
Right.
And
I think it opens up new problems.
I think it's something we ought to continually review. And
see my point. Let me say, we've got to forget some of the problems that may raise for other people, but you've got to always think in terms of the presidency, and the president should not appear to be hiding and not be forthcoming. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I want to emphasize the fact that in our refusing to let you and others testify, I am not refusing to furnish information. That should be the line. You see, that should be the line where we agree to furnish information, right? On the proper term. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the cover up, not the facts.
Well, we ought to.
They're not that bad.
It ought to be limited to Watergate and Segretti, which are the two things in their mandate.
That's right.
Well, their mandate's broad enough to get into anything.
Right.
Maybe it's time to recirculate that and look at it again. It's one of those things that should be reviewed and re-reviewed.
How did you have it put out first?
Well, the way I originally structured it was that Ziegler would give a statement, summary statement that was based on my investigation, and my investigation contained written affidavits of all the parties in interest, sworn affidavits, sort of a would just reflect a series of Q's and A's.
They're saying that
maybe that has to come.
I got it there, you know what I mean? That's going to have to come. People are guilty, they're going to have to take the rap. But you cannot have the president take the rap on a cover.
Yeah.
You see, there is a real point, but if people thought enough of that point up front and center. That's why I was a little concerned about what Ziegler told me about his answer on Javis, where he said, well, that he probably had not been accurate. He said Javis was on the cigarette and so that was on. I think he should have said that that point has been dropped, and we would never know why he has Javis at the cigarette. The committee was looking for somebody, and he recommended him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was better. But they were more concerned at that point about saying, oh, he wasn't. Well, see, you don't want to get in a position where the White House lies.
No, can't be in that position.
The White House lies.
Well, but they're not saying that he lied, they're saying he was misleading. It was a harshly phrased
right.
denial,
right.
Which it was,
right.
No doubt about it.
Right.
Pardon? That note you sent me from the news summary about the agent who said, well, I don't understand. I can appreciate the fact that the president might be annoyed about Mr. Gray. Mr. Kalmbach's been shown to be guilty of nothing, and here he is being bannered across the headlines as a result of turning over a raw file.
That was their position.
Yeah, I just came from his office. I'm going to go right back so he'll understand what I'm telling findings on this. What were you?
Get him in. So I think, however, we positioned it yesterday as well as we can here.
Evaluated report of the FBI investigation available.
Wait a minute, Ziegler's saying that?
No, I guess. guess he wouldn't say that, but I'm... But he has a pending question as to the interpretation of whether we're going to turn over raw files or not. And the answer to that is, we are not going to turn raw files over.
No. Well, but now, the answer is, I was very specific on that. I said, Hoover always said, he would never turn raw files over to a full committee. He would, on a very special basis, allow committee chairman and ranking members to see a file on the matter pertinent to an investigation, provided he was convinced there would be no leak, and there has never been a leak. Now, that's the answer to the question. Having restated here as the policy is that the president is very clear in his remarks in terms of how
raw files should be turned over to a full committee.
The president was very clear
there because they are because leakage from those files, leakage from those files harms innocent people.
Right. So all I have to say, if I'm asked, is, gentlemen, I have nothing to add to what the president said. He was very clear in his remarks. How should I interpret it? Literally.
That's right. Right.
Period.
Right. Right. Does that mean that Irvin will be able to look at them? The remark is very clear. The chairman and the ranking minority member would be able to
spell that out.
That's spelled out. I think it's spelled out there. I see it spelled out. You don't write.
Then we don't have to
make a story out of it. Yeah, just read the answer. It's very clear. The president answered that.
Particularly, I mean, now that we know that that's precisely the way we're going to
proceed. Exactly. It's going to be the way we're going to proceed.
Fine. Then I don't have to say anything. Klein needs to tell Irvin and Baker.
That's right.
So be it.
That's right. Now, if you have another question, has there been any order to Gray regarding this matter? The answer at this point is no. I know of no order to Mr. Gray, but we are going to instruct Gray this morning that he should.
I would certainly hear that. I think the. Obviously, I said there. No, but obviously, all people in the government follow the directions laid down at the present press conference.
No, I was saying that. Informed enough for press coverage, Gray will be told that these are under the supervision of the Attorney General.
Sure. Of course, the Mr. Gray was in the presence of this was a one-time exception because he was up for confirmation. And then he will refer to the previous policy under which there were no leaks. Find out that there have been very unfair, damaging leaks to the press. I'd attack the judiciary as a result of these things, correct?
Right. I think just submitted things to the open record.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any leaks out of the file.
All right, fine. Then I would say that
it's what he submitted for the record that was the Kalmbach.
I appreciate it. There's no question that we are proceeding along this line.
The
other thing is this. If somebody said, well, what would the president say? Will you submit since he raised the question of getting a report that we have knowledge was available on, I've been prepared on their investigation. What about Mr. Gray's report? President's been absent, Mr. Gray. The president's covered that completely. Mr. Gray will furnish an information. Under written information as requested. That's exactly what the president, as a congressman, as chairman of the subcommittee, was asking for. And they said, well, is there a report? And you could say, he will furnish information. All the information.
I have a team report.
He didn't make a report, the government report here. You want to say that? I would say that.
I think you've already said the report was oral.
His report was oral. He was referring to all information and answering our inquiries that were pertinent in the investigation.
And I like the other caption there is consistent with the policy statement of.
I mean, this policy statement
of March 12th on.
Right, it says it was a policy statement. My best way to say nothing is to say the president's clear. Yeah, there's a bridge line out. Climate is going to meet with Irvin and Baker today.
11 o'clock.
Okay. Well, when he meets with Irvin and Baker, Irvin, if his pattern won't come to form, will be out talking about that.
That's right.
So I can say, gentlemen, the president's quite clear in his press conference, just the issues, period. And then if they go beyond that, I'll just say, well, the attorney general consistent with that policy would be the committee chairman, and I have nothing more to say.
I think right about now, he's probably waiting for a call from me, so.
You get a call, right, but be sure you tell him that he should know in no uncertain terms, the president has a record. I have told that he's talked to David, that he told him that under no circumstances would there be any appearances before the committee. David did that beforehand, and that we would be there written in our, and we only just, and he raised, we were to discuss the possibility of the chairman or council, the question and so forth, but that we did not make a decision, but I completely ruled out the appearance report, but he knew it. I think he should know it, so that he can put it right to Baker, if Baker tries to say, well, the president told me otherwise, I don't want to get away with it. Baker, of course, is supposed to say about that thing, but he's not supposed to back that.
Chuck Lanes knows that, and Baker would, because Baker told you, well, that may not be true.
What I am concerned about is that Baker may have told her that he met with me, and he may try to tell them to take help, why he said I told him something.
All right.
I just wanted to be gotten that clear, but we know that we got Baker with her show here. We had it not, we have no appearances in the public session. His theory was to have the big shots come down and question right away. Put them all on, so forth and so on. I said, no. I said, even that stands, and that's what it was. And the White House people, he was going to get it. It was fine. Fair enough. All permanent information. nothing will be with him. The president, well, if he wants, wants all the facts to come out, all the facts to come out. And I think you'd say the facts come out, that it will only be for the fact that it will be to the very big benefit of the innocent people who have been subject to unfounded, unfair charges, little bit, that are. But I don't want you to get them, I don't want you to go around with a fight, law, dissipation, and this and so.
No, I'm.
I don't have a televised today.
No, I don't.
I don't think you should, because I think it's a good. I don't want you to go around with a fight, law, dissipation, and this and so.
No, I'm.
I don't have a televised today.
No, I don't.
I don't think you should, because I think it's a good one of those for.
I think I could buy it then without saying anything.
Fine, actually, we haven't got to there. Yeah. And I go back, but you guys come out, we probably,
Much at this point, we do not to keep the story running after you get the basic foundation, I think.
What about the clerk, Jeff? As the president said, as the president said, always say as the president said, so nothing new. I didn't mention that we certainly did the right thing, and going out yesterday, rather than horsing around, there were a couple of weeks, I think, so you certainly did. Got to take the numbers on their error.
And the TV last night was good. The presentation was good, the TV was good.
But the TV is so much more important than some of these assholes on YouTube. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Sounded good.
Right, looked good, the press, they have like the answers. But they respect the technique.
Sure.
They respect the technique. And they gotta keep that respect alive. They gotta feel that somebody, I think we're doing that. Guys out there. I think I want a good story too. After all, that's what they want. I'm gonna try to find a good story. Very dominated, very entertaining, whatever that means. Interesting too, that the first reaction for the wires, Star, were proved as complete, proved totally wrong. But the networks and the morning papers all get the warnings and all get the statements, the rumors, the statements. And then the Star had a lot of data. And the Star shut the second edition. All right, good article.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segment for conversation number 881-3.